Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. Albert Einstein once said that reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Tonight's topic is the nature of reality. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha tonight, and we hope you enjoy our discussion on this as we try to nail down the nature of reality.
In 15 minutes, Dan.
In 15 minutes. Sometimes it takes up to 16, I'm told. So, do we see reality, or can we?
Sure, we can. I don't know if we see it, but we can. It's definitely there, and we are able to see it.
So, we are able to see it. Do you see it?
Let me preface, what is reality for me?
Good. Let us define our terms.
When I'm talking about reality, I'm actually talking about spiritual reality.
Uh-huh.
And especially the original reality of the self or the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, for me, reality. And when we talk about the original reality, that means its original shape, its original form, its original nature.
So a lot of when we're talking about seeing, we're not seeing with our eyes so much as seeing with our entire sense of being.
Yes, with the third eye.
Yeah, the third eye. Yeah, with the mind's eye. And in some ways, you might translate that to the soul's eye of seeing what really is.
Right.
So then that kind of wipes out then what the role of our media habits, except that that might lower our sense of who we are. Is that, in other words, if we're watching a lot of crime stuff and a lot of fearful stuff, a lot of anger on TV, does that lower our energy in terms
of? No, if they watch the show, maybe not.
You mean that may help them transcend it?
Yes.
That's an interesting thing. So it isn't just what you see, it's what you're thinking or experiencing while you see it.
Right. Like that. So, yeah, so I don't want to be too harsh on TV because we are on TV.
Oh, of course, so we can't tell them to turn it off right now and they'll be better off. Okay, stay with us, please. Yeah, I like that because, I'll say that to my wife next time. She says, what are you watching? And I'll say, Shireen says I can. So let's talk about the reality of what we see with our third eye, what we see with our true selves,
right.
That which transcends even who we think we are in this moment.
Right, right.
Okay? How do we improve that sense, and how do we know that's really real?
Good question. Actually, I was thinking about that I was thinking about the topic. Is one of the things we have to do is when we have a knowledge about the soul, we have to reflect on it. And that kind of very deep reflection emerges our original memories of who we are.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so covered with the outer illusion of our vices and what we think is right and what should be, what we think the world should be and not should not, and even different conditioning. So much conditioning is on the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so to bring out those original memories, if we reflect on the original eternal knowledge of the self, that's what happens.
Which is not the same as trying to remember the past lives so much as reflecting on what is true, what is abiding.
Right.
So we're not trying to go back and say, I was a slave or I was a king or something like that.
No, I mean, if it emerges, fine, but it's not encouraged to go back and do it. But also, if it emerges, we have to see the whole lives, all of our lives, not just one or two, and be upset that I was a slave, but also know that maybe I was a king, I was a slave, so I had a whole all-round part I played.
I sometimes feel that as I'm watching a sunset, and my mind is totally not even thinking this is beautiful, I'm just experiencing. I sometimes think that may be the closest to reality I get.
I agree. Even that is my experience of the sunset, and we actually have a reason why that is so. Not to overthink things too much, but the reason why is our home, the home of the soul, that all of our souls come from one home.
Uh-huh.
And the home of that soul is actually the color of that sunset. It's a very deep golden orange.
I see. Is that why some, for example, in Thailand, some of the spiritual, the priests and all have varying shades of orange for their, where they are?
Yeah, 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 because it's a remembrance of home.
Ah, I always wondered that. I wondered why they chose that. I assumed it was like football teams choose the colors. maybe not totally. So within these, when we're being objective reality, that's really with the brain. What you're talking about is the sense beyond even the subjective self to say this is good, this beyond language.
Right, right.
So this is going to move us right into getting quiet and the role of meditation, contemplation.
Right. There are a few things I feel also. We have to go beyond confusion and the past.
Mm-hmm.
And also when I think something, this is good and this is bad, I am actually bringing my whole subjective self in.
Yeah.
And even if it's with people, never to say someone is good or someone is bad. They are the way they are.
Yeah.
And the reason why I feel we need to be that objective about things is then we are able to sit in our reality.
So within that, the moment we do color commentary, like in a sports thing, that was a great play or something like that. The moment we step into that, then we're really muddying the reality picture.
Right, right. Because in the original self, in the original nature, all souls are actually quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we are looking at the role they're playing right now or whatever is going on, I feel we kind of get caught up in the illusion.
Yeah, yeah. So within that, there's a beautiful way of looking at people and seeing the inner beauty of them without actually focusing on the physical self.
Oh, right.
I understand. I really do understand that one. That's frankly how I see my students is, you know, even to the point where, you know, they're struggling sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, all you're seeing is an acorn and I'm seeing the tree.
Do you pass them?
Well, usually they pass. They don't always, and sometimes they don't. But that's really not based on the quality of their soul. That's based on the quality of their answers,
their performance.
And that really brings us to another issue, and that is we do have to live in the objective world of traffic and earning a living and getting a job and those types of things,
mm-hmm.
and how we get along, but there needs to be some sort of balance. How do we do that? And where is there a balance point where we do one versus the other?
No, I feel that when I'm able to access that reality,
mm-hmm.
then I'm actually able to live life with truth. I feel truth is something that automatically, in that state of being, in that original state of being, the soul starts experiencing that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that truth actually permeates everything I do. And there was this one time I gave this analogy of an alloy mixed mm-hmm. in mixed in like a metal.
Right.
And so there is the alloy of illusion mixed within the soul. So there are lots of illusions. We are hanging on to a lot of things. And in that experience of truth, these illusions move away. But our actions don't move away. We still do the same things, but we do it with that original truth.
So it's like before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. But you're
doing before reality, chop wood, carry water.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
traffic and go to work, and after reality, traffic and go to work. But it's a different way.
Yeah.
The intoxication is different. The word intoxication is not the right word. The high that you get,
mm-hmm.
the ecstasy that you experience is very different in that state.
Right. So that means, I mean, there's an old Ziggy cartoon that says it's like mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And so in that sense, if we get out of our way, if we can see past the illusion of the drama we walked in with in our heads,
uh-huh.
which is total illusion,
right.
good, evil, someone's going to get me or something like that, then we can at least function with less friction is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things I always think about reality, especially nowadays, is that it changes.
Yeah.
what is reality today might not be reality tomorrow. And so we have to make the best use of time right now. Because my original, it's like a very pure diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And if when you're uncovering the whole reality, your reality keeps changing. And so you have to make best use of what's going on right now, because what it might not be what is tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, everything is in such flux and changing. Even our bodies are changing out. Every cell in our body, every atom in our body is changing out. There's nothing in these physical beings that existed 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because our stomach lining, I think, goes every 4 to 6 weeks, is changed out, et cetera.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. So as things get sloughed off, it gets a little gross thinking about a lot of the dust in the house is just our skin. But that said, we are processes. I mean, the physical we are processes, and probably the rest of us as well, is what I'm hearing you say. At least in a changing world, the sense of self reflects what we're surrounded by. Is that
right? Right. Or it's the other way around.
Uh-huh.
The world reflects myself.
Ah, so it's always an inside job of how life feels.
Right.
Of course. And so if I am down, depressed, blaming others, then my reality is going to morph right around to give me perfectly good justification, perfectly good evidence of that. Is that right?
I feel that if you're down and depressed, that your handle on reality is not right. Not to worry about the world is giving you whatever you are expressing inside, but to understand that whatever is inside is not right. It's
mm-hmm.
not reality. Being down and depressed is not the original nature of the soul. It's not a reality.
Right.
And so if I'm experiencing that, then I'm really shortchanging myself, because I can experience something better.
Exactly.
It's not a matter of what someone else is giving me, but I should really understand that and change it.
So it seems to me that probably 99%, I'll make up a number for this, of what we experience is either based on our thoughts or based on something physiological like a toxin, or if we put something bad into our body, then we're going to feel awful because our body is fighting it to try to rectify itself.
Right.
But most of the time it's our thought. If we say, okay, I want you to see if you can be angry, you have to think an angry thought to get there.
Right. One of the things I feel is to, there are a few things that really make my reality very distant from me,
uh-huh.
a few illusions. One is if I'm impressed by someone.
Uh-huh.
And one is if I'm suppressing something. It's very important
right.
to be very authentic. Reality, for me to be real, I have to be authentic. And so
Absolutely.
To suppress something. And the other one, I feel, is if I'm thinking too much.
Uh-huh.
Then I am separating myself from reality.
So in that sense, there's a reality creation that we are doing in how we interact. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. And I feel that for me, reality is whatever I think I become.
Ah.
And also, let's say if I'm thinking negative thoughts about someone, even if it's justified, even if they are bad, I'm going to become that.
You know, I like that thought, because in a discussion recently, I found myself saying, be careful of how you choose enemies, because that's who you become. If you're hating hatred, you're hating. And so in that way, we sort of self-justify into a downward spiral of sorts.
Right. So our reality becomes that. And so I feel for us to really get a handle on reality, that I have to understand this statement, whatever I think I will become.
So that means that what we think about ought to be the very highest thoughts we could have in terms of goodness, of seeing good
Right.
people.
If I'm not able to with other people, at least about myself.
Yeah. Well, which is easier, doing it with yourself or doing it with other people?
Many times, if I'm not able to really see the original nature, if someone's really acting up, then I just think of God.
Ah.
That seems easier for me, is just think of God. And really, actually, that really helps with reality.
So within that, then, if we can create our own reality, and the reality we want to have at the spiritual level is that of peace, of understanding, of seeing the good, it sounds to me that it's more of a way of doing business, more of a discipline, more of a way of looking at things.
Yeah, yeah. One last thing about reality, because when I was talking about God, I remembered reality for me really is the way God sees me. And the way, and so it doesn't matter the way I see other people or the way they see me. That's not at all. In the final analysis, reality is the way God sees me.
Yeah.
And that I'm able to see myself with the way God sees me.
I like that. In fact, I kind of like the thought that if we could see ourselves the way God sees us, we'd like ourselves a whole lot more. I hope this discussion on reality, the nature of reality, has been somewhat helpful for you tonight. I know it has for me. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.